Should have just left it. That would have been funny. Alright, there we go. Good to go.
Okay, perfect.
So this is a focus group, kind of basically just around the practical research we did today. So we went to three different places today. So we went to Canteen at Highlands, and then Morrison's up at Five Oaks, and then Grand Marché. So we kind of just gathered some information based on the sales that they make, or what they could tell us basically, on how the sales of Diet Coke kind of goes for them compared to other carbonated drinks. So I mean, we can start with Morrison's if you want to.
So we went to Morrison's, Five Oaks, and we weren't there for too long, but we spoke to the manager, and she told us a few things about how much she sells, how much Diet Coke they sell or get through in a day. So they sell 10 crates a day, she said, and there's about 30 in each crate. So
yeah, they,
if you can do the maths, they
said
quite a bit.
Basically, they were saying as well that Diet Coke sells very well compared to their other drinks, which kind of tells you a little bit kind of about the kind of people that are going to buy it. Because to be honest, most people you see at Morrison's Five Oaks, it's a garage. You'll go there either to grab petrol or to get like lunch on your break or whatever.
But like people that are just driving past getting petrol, they'll just like, you know, they'll see a Diet Coke, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'll grab one, just because they're driving about.
Yeah, it's easy to get, you know, it's there.
But she also said it depended on the weather, because when it's hot, obviously people want to get a drink.
Yeah.
It's cool down.
And then there was also the canteen, which was quite different, because, what was the guy called again?
Patrick,
yeah. According to him, that they sold more cases of Pepsi Max than they did Diet Coke. Which, any ideas why?
Well, I kind of wrote a little bit about that.
Because it tastes
nicer. In a way, but it also shows the type of people around the canteen. Because if you think about it, right, Highlands Canteen, right?
Yeah.
Most people going there are going to be like
kids,
late teenagers, sort of thing,
yeah.
17, 18, right? They're not going to really care too much if they're drinking a Diet Coke. That doesn't really, they're not thinking about that too much. So it'll be more like, oh, I like the taste of this better. Because Diet Coke does have a certain taste about it, and I think as well a lot of people just don't consider having it, because it's like, well, why would I get a diet drink? I'm not fussed about that sort of thing.
There are some people who think Diet Coke tastes better, like they don't care about the dietary stuff about it.
Yeah, I think it's all personal preference with like taste wise, but I think a lot of the kind of consumers who do drink it, like I think a lot of it is for kind of quote health reasons, mainly because they believe it's more healthy than drinking the fully kind of sugary one.
Even
which it isn't though. It's common knowledge at this point, surely, that there's no like benefit of drinking Diet Coke.
Even the Morrison's manager said like, oh yeah, people do buy it because they do think it's better for them.
But I think, yeah, just going back to Morrison's real quick though, the way that they kind of they had a whole section for it basically. And like a Coke section, not just for Diet Coke, but the majority of it was filled with Diet Coke, and more of the shelves had Diet Coke on, you know, than other flavors, sort of thing. So I think that kind of helps as well, like show how they're presenting it in a way, because, you know, if they weren't selling too many, they wouldn't try and push it too much.
Yeah, but maybe it means that like Coke could have sold so much better than Diet Coke, you know.
It could do, but I also think the way she described it, they were quite high in demand there.
What, of Diet Coke?
Yeah, because more people buying them, you know. If she's selling 10 crates a day with 30 in each crate, that's 300 a day.
It's a lot of Diet Coke, man.
Yeah, and I think the kind of average kind of person that's going to Five Oaks to grab lunch would be 20 to 30 maybe, within that age range, on their like lunch break at work or whatever. They've just stopped off there because it's quick, so you know, I think that's a big kind of factor as well, like the age that they kind of are, which then branches into Grand Marché, which we went into.
It's a good thing to note, actually, we didn't actually get the like statistics for like the individual cans that they sold.
No,
that like our information is purely based on the like multi-packs that they sell.
True, yeah. I mean, I think, so, for Grand Marché anyway, we weren't able to get too much information, but from kind of the way it is, I don't think they sell an awful lot of it because of the kind of age of the people that are in there, you know, most days, because...
I mean, some people that are older do, like, for example, my grandmother likes a Diet Coke, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, so, like, when we were in there today, the majority of the people that were shopping in there were old people.
Pensioners, yeah.
Because I think, you know, if you're on your break at work or, you know, at school or whatever, you're not going to head to Grand Marché to do your lunch shopping.
You wouldn't go to a supermarket, you'd go to, like, a little store. No, exactly, store.
So I feel like supermarkets... especially on weekdays anyway, it's mainly old people because, you know, no one's really doing their food shop then.
What do you define as an old person?
A pensioner above 60.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah. So I feel like they're kind of... It very much varies on location-wise and what the shop's actually like. Like, I can like for example, Morrison's compared to Grand Marché, Morrison's will... most likely sell more Diet Cokes.
It's also a lot smaller. Just the fact, like, just think about size as well. It's a lot easier to find the Coke.
Yeah, but I don't think the ability to find the Coke is what's stopping people from getting Coke.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Could be.
Yeah, I mean, I think on certain days, Grand Marché might possibly, you know, outsell other places with Diet Coke on, you know, maybe on a Saturday if a younger family is possibly, you know, out shopping and they get a bunch of multi-packs of it, you know. But I think, to be honest, Morrison's, like you said, it's a very kind of like quick stop and go sort of thing. You go in there, get food and leave. Yeah, so with Grand Marché, since we weren't able to get much kind of information from them, the managers were like really busy and stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get an email drafted up to head office to kind of get some statistics for the company in general. And see if I can kind of understand how many Diet Coke sales are kind of generated throughout, you know, on like a weekly or monthly basis sort of thing. And then possibly, you know, stemming from that, I could, you know, get in contact with possibly other stores like Morrison's head offices and stuff like that to kind of get an idea of that and kind of compare. Because a lot of Morrison's are... just like the stock and go ones as well, you know, that's kind of how you mainly see them.
There's no like supermarket Morrison's.
Not
it's
really,
market
no,
Morrison's.
Yeah.
One Jersey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to be able to get any like specific statistics from the head office?
Maybe, because I think they'll feel like if we're students and also we're just doing it for a project, they'll feel like it's just quite innocent enough to just be like, yeah, okay. So I'll just tell
them. But legally speaking, are they allowed to give out that information?
Well, I don't see why it'd be a big deal, to be honest.
I think they'll be able to give us a rough
estimate.
Yeah.
But and a rough number. A rough number would be good to kind of, you know, just
it would
judge
be ideal.
Off.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
I'd say from Grand Marché, maybe like, or Co-op, sorry.
20 million.
Depends how like long of a time frame we're speaking. Mm. If it's like a year, probably like 20-30.
It depends if it's like just that store that we went to or the whole.
That's the thing. I'm thinking possibly company. I don't really know how.
Oh, the company's making buckets.
Would we rather get like the individual store or the whole company numbers?
I think both would be useful because the local stores kind of helps you locally understand what people like and don't like.
And we've seen the kind of people that shop there on an average
day. But at the same time as well, if we're talking about trying to expand the target audience and kind of consumers and stuff like that, it's also good to know more kind of internationally or as a company how well it's doing and kind of see, you know, well, what is it that's not working too well for them to not sell it or, you know, stuff like that. Like, for example, just quickly, like, you know, Co-op, it might be more of like an old people, like an old person or like pensioners sort of place to go. And if that's so, if they're not buying Diet Coke, that could be an option to try and make something suited to them as well. So, you know, so they kind of get the appeal of it.
Also, something I think we should look into is restaurants and stuff like that. See if they actually, if they sell Diet Coke or how much they sell.
That's actually quite a good idea.
Yeah.
restaurant, not only restaurants, but like cafes, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What restaurants do you think we should look into then? Are we thinking local chains?
Yeah. Well, we could just look into like.
I know damn well that TGI Fridays will sell a crazy amount of Diet Cokes.
Mm.
Trying to think, because obviously a lot of fast food like over here, but.
Yep.
You know.
We can't, yeah. I mean,
I think we should focus more on like restaurants, not fast food chains, and like little cafes on corners, like the Petit Baguette maybe.
Yeah, Petit Baguette could be good.
And for restaurants, something like Ikey's, that'd be a good one. Oh, yeah. Ikey's. For restaurants,
excuse to go get a burger and chips.
And like,
for restaurants, what kind of restaurants would we ask? Would we ask like a foreign food restaurant, like a Thai restaurant, or would we ask just like a standard burger joint?
I think we could do a little mix and match.
Yeah, kind of a bit of both, you know. I mean, I feel like a lot of foreign, you know, like Manos, for example. Manos is quite nice. That's a Portuguese one, but that I don't even know if they sell Diet Coke. A lot of
Portuguese drinks in certain shops, or Portuguese shops in particular. But yeah.
What I'm thinking, if we ask a like foreign a foreign restaurant whose target audience would be mainly like that group of people, you know, like say a Portuguese restaurant, that's like they would have
a lot of Portuguese people.
Yeah, we'd be able to get information on what Portuguese people prefer.
Yeah.
True that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Unlike the next upcoming Atlanta rapper.
Be a lot from